It's November 4th, 2009. I'm Valerie in Toronto, and for National Podcast Post Month, this is No Mood Swing.
Hello. If you hear noise, it's the squeaky chair or the turkey stock that's boiling on the stove over there. So today is the birthday of my birth mother. Yeah, this is the first time I have known about her birthday, because this is the first year I've known about her. So in tribute to this, I wanted to read something from one of the many emails that she sent me, as we've sent back and forth since we found out about each other in June. But I didn't want to, read anything, too personal or intimate or anything like that, yet something that was interesting and useful. So I'm going to read from an email from the end of June, and we were trading each other's, life histories with each other and stuff, and of course, eventually we got to talking about men and our respective romantic histories. So this is her response to some of what I said. So, men, I'm the last woman on the planet who can offer gems of wisdom about men. Amazingly enough, I have managed to live with a man for over 35 years. But of course, he is special. I used to be attracted to the dangerously handsome type who were basically arrogant and used to having harems instead of girlfriends. I found I did not feel comfortable being in a harem. Although later in life, I have read about harems that sounded very interesting indeed. Smiley face. I know far more about what not to look for and what the deviant man is like than the normal nice guy because of my work. She works in a women's shelter. We were 26 when George and I hooked up. Before that, I had decided that I was washing my hands forever of ever finding that special someone to settle down with. I was about 6 months away from moving from Vancouver to Hawaii, where I was going to work for a year to save money to move to Tahiti. I thought if I could find a normal life, I would have an adventurous life. I was highly skilled at attraction, but not so skilled at relationship building, or at least choosing people to be attracted to whom you would actually be able to build a relationship with. I was telling a friend last night, Angela, that my last boyfriend before George was from Britain, and how that I had gone through a stage when guys with British accents were very, very attractive to me. I can relate to this. He was an absolute spoilt brat. George and I met at work, the Georgia Strait. I was working as a typesetter at the newspaper and also worked in the underground comic store that the business ran downstairs from the paper office. I had seen George in his long-haired finery and thought he was attractive, but too attractive to not already be hooked up. I was living 3 days a week in the city, crashing with a friend, and then spending 4 days a week in a communal house on Pender Island. There was someone there, quite a bit younger, that I was involved with, but only as a dalliance. One day, Jackie, who was living in the house that George was living in with Peter, they were a couple, Peter and Jackie, not George and Peter, said that one of their other roommates moved out, and there was another bedroom. Would I like to buy into it and pay partial rent? Shortly before that happened, I was working in the store one afternoon, and George came down, and we started talking for the first time, really, to each other, and I learned two things. He was smart and funny and nice, and he did not have a girlfriend. Within a week, I moved into the bedroom next door to his bedroom. The rest, as they say, is history. The communal house broke up very shortly after that, and George and I were left with having to decide if we were a we now, and were we going to live together. And we did. We moved into an attic apartment, two rooms, bedroom, living room, and a kitchen, bathroom, down one flight of stairs. We had a great time that first year. Lots of friends, parties, music, clubbing, etc. At one point, for some reason, we moved up north and spent a year to get out of the city. And then we decided to move to New Brunswick. because this is where he was born, and I wanted to be closer to my family, and we wanted to buy land, etc. So that is how we met and how we came here. Ta-da! Anyways, men. Need to be funny, not clingy, smart, passionate about something, comfortable within themselves but not arrogant, respectful to the women in his life, able to talk about stuff and think you are terrific. Integrity, to me, is key. Someone who is a good person no matter what. I think it is very, very difficult to be a grown woman. No wonder we mate so early, and know what the perils are of trying out intimacy with someone and still be open for the possibility. When we are young, we blindly get involved with people and it either works out by some strange quirk of chance or it doesn't. But when we get older, it is harder to be really swept away, and I suppose that is just as well. But still, it is a bit of a pain to overanalyze things all the time. To me, when you find someone you can share time and space with, that is super, no matter what else happens with it. To know that you can connect, reach out, be comforted by, comfort, stimulate, share, helps you to remember that you can do those things. So I do understand what you were saying, and I am very glad that you have had that good experience with, she names my ex, who is still a really good friend of mine, who always loves you and respects you and wants to be close to you, even if your relationship didn't take it to that next level. It's at a level you appreciate and need, and it surely proves that you deserve it. One of the stranger things that I've learned over the last so many years is that many men are uncomfortable with women who appear to be confident in their abilities. In fact, I remember seeing a documentary film that described this strange phenomena that men have a harder time trusting women who are highly intelligent and articulate. This information threw me for a loop, but it made a lot of scenarios that had played out in my life make sense to me. So, this is all caps, So the trick is to find a man who is not uncomfortable around women who are confident. That is a very good sign that caps ended there, by the way. If they laugh with women, look up to women, trust women's information, see them as equals or as mentors or teachers, along with every other role, this is a good thing. That's my birth mother. Happy birthday.
The blog is nomoodswing.blogspot.com. Be back tomorrow. Take care.